Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, we're talking about the Dallas industrial space market. But first, a thank you to our sponsor. International Coffee Farms operates 10 specialty coffee farms in Boquete, Panama. These properties can be purchased for as little as $18,000 and will generate income in perpetuity. Check them out at internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back talking about the Dallas industrial space market. This year, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is projected to add another 20 million square feet of industrial space. That's a huge amount of space, and it's left a number of people wondering, is there sufficient demand to absorb those 20 million square feet of new capacity? But let's put this into context. The Dallas-Fort Worth area employs almost 3.6 million people. I'm not talking about the population. I'm just talking about the number of people who hold jobs in the Dallas market, 3.6 million people. And we're talking about the addition of 20 million square feet against a backdrop of 717 million square feet of existing inventory in the industrial space market. Currently, there's a 6.4% vacancy rate in the market as compared with a 6.8% vacancy rate at the end of 2017. And rents are definitely creeping upwards. Rents are now averaging just above $5 per square foot. And we've seen over the last 7 quarters an absorption of 5.5 million square feet per quarter in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. In the first quarter of 2018, we saw a net absorption of an additional 3.2 million square feet. So what's driving the demand for all of this massive quantity of industrial space? Approximately 10% of the space is used for manufacturing. About 12% is more of the office or flex space type of use. And then the remainder, the vast majority, almost a full 80%, is distribution and warehousing. There's no question that Dallas and the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, in particular, is a major transportation and distribution hub, not just locally within the Dallas-Fort Worth market, but also nationally. The rise of e-commerce has pulled a lot of inventory off of store shelves in retail space, which is much more expensive, and put that inventory in much less expensive warehouse space. If I think about my own personal buying habits, they've definitely changed in recent years. As little as 3 years ago, I purchased almost nothing online. Today, I purchase things routinely. In fact, the microphone I'm speaking into right now has a windscreen on top of the microphone. It was a $4 item. Rather than getting in the car or driving out to a retail store to buy that windscreen, I ordered it online. Shipping was free with Amazon Prime, and it saved me a ton of time. I didn't need the windscreen immediately. I was willing to wait a couple of days for it. And I could give you countless examples. In fact, Amazon already has half a dozen fulfillment centers in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. Each one of these fulfillment centers is approximately 1 million square feet. The newest one in Coppell, Texas, is just down the road from where cosmetics manufacturer L'Oreal has their own 500,000 square foot distribution center. In fact, the area immediately surrounding Dallas-Fort Worth Airport has seen a lot of new construction for warehouse space. We've seen over 1.2 million square feet in just the last 90 days. And of course, DFW is anxiously awaiting the announcement of Amazon's so-called HQ2 second headquarters, along with a number of other cities. And Dallas-Fort Worth is definitely on the short list and in the running for that new major e-commerce hub. Now, you may not have considered industrial space as part of your investment strategy in the past, but there is absolutely growing demand for this product type. The rents aren't very high in terms of dollars per square foot, but then again, the cost of construction isn't very high either. And of course, Dallas isn't the only city that represents a major transportation and distribution hub. I believe this is an asset class that's definitely worth taking a closer look at, for the simple reason that it's part of a larger ongoing trend, a trend that shows no sign of slowing down. In the meantime, as you're thinking about this, investigate industrial space. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.